PhD scientists, are they all evolutionists?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, is it possible that a practicing scientist can also be a creationist?
Well, evolutionists often claim that if you believe in creation, you can't be a true scientist. But I've met a number of real scientists who are creationists. For instance, Dr. Jason Lyle, an astrophysicist, is on our staff. Another scientist, Dr. Gary Parker, who speaks with me at some of our seminars. Well, he has a very distinguished science background. We also need to understand that many of the most famous scientists who ever lived were creationists. For instance, think about names like Michael Faraday, James Clerk Maxwell, Isaac Newton, Johannes Kepler. You know, the list goes on and on. These were some of the most famous scientists who ever lived, and they believed Genesis. I once had the opportunity to speak to a number of scientists at the Goddard Space Center near Baltimore. You know, it excited me to see the number of scientists, real scientists, who are involved in building space shuttles and repairing the Hubble telescope, who told me they believe that Genesis is accurate. They didn't accept evolution. There are probably thousands of scientists like this throughout the world, practicing scientists who believe in creation.
Indeed, there are thousands of scientists who don't even believe the Earth and the universe are billions of years old. Find out more when you go to our website and read our fascinating booklet on evidence for a young Earth. It's free at AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.